I would like to thank Senator Apodaca for extending the courtesy to us of previewing this legislation and inviting input from the rest of his delegation. Representatives Fisher, Turner, Ager, and I all requested modifications that we believed addressed Senator Apodaca's concerns and the concerns of those constituents that reached out to him, while giving everyone in the city a sense of ownership in the process. Not a single one of our requests was considered, nor were requests made by the duly elected mayor of Asheville. That unwillingness to compromise has left many in Asheville, including myself, feeling like this bill isn't so much about finding a solution to a problem as it is retribution against the citizens of Asheville for electing the wrong kind of people. As I mentioned in committee, and thank you, Senator Rucho, for giving me the opportunity to speak, we are elected to represent our districts, not rule them. And we are elected to represent all the people in our districts, not just the people who voted for us. Inviting the stakeholders to the table may slow down the process, but it preserves faith in the system. Our approval numbers would indicate that that faith has been severely bruised. This bill undermines public trust in the work we do, and for that reason, I urge you to vote no on this bill.